فتى إلا ليلى سيف إلا ذو الفقار لا فتى إلا ليلى.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome back to 110 Lessons for Life from the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali. May God's peace and blessings be upon him. Today, in tradition number 33, we want to look at the topic of the best friend. And this, obviously, is a very important topic because of the fact that the Quran speaks about the importance of having friends within our lives, about choosing the right friends. The hadith, the sayings of the Prophet and his successors also point to the fact that friendship and choosing our right friends is a very important part of our lives, because eventually our friends will determine our own akhlaq, our own morals and etiquette and morality. However, in the tradition today, let us see how the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali, may God's peace and blessings be upon him, looks at the topic of who the best friend is. He says the following: a person's best friend is for him to possess good manners. And he also said, how many times is it seen that a respectable person is humiliated due to his bad morals, and a debased person is honored due to his virtuous morals? We know in the society, in the world that we live in today, that we live as communal individuals, as communal beings. We don't live on our own, isolated on an island, completely cut off from the rest of society. In actuality, we see that human beings are creatures that need to live around other individuals. Because of this, we see the importance of obviously choosing good friends. Now, we don't want to go into that specific topic today of actually what criteria and characteristics we have to have in a friend. But we do see that the Commander of the Faithful tells us that the person's best friend that he can actually possess are good morals, good etiquette, good deeds. And when the Commander of the Faithful tells us that the best of friends is good deeds, what we actually understand from his words are that when a person possesses good morals, good etiquette, he is respectful, humble, modest, that this would actually attract other people towards him or her. How many times, I'm sure we have all seen within our lives, people who are extremely rich, who have unlimited wealth, who have power and authority within society. They have good looks, they have all of these things, but they don't have good manners, they don't have good morals, they don't treat people with respect. They act proud and arrogant and haughty. And we know that these sorts of individuals, their friendship is limited to people who are like them. And even that may be an overstatement. But sometimes we'll see people who don't have a lot of money, who don't have a lot of power and authority within society, but because they are people who are humble, they speak softly, they respect other individuals, they let other people voice their opinions, they are welcoming of others, that we see that such individuals actually have many people clamor around them, want to be with them, want to be their friend. And so we see that these incidental traits of wealth, of power, of authority, of looks, of personality are not really what attract people to somebody else, but rather it is the akhlaq, the mannerisms, the morals, the way that you deal with other individuals that actually attracts people to somebody else. The second tradition which is mentioned within this discussion also is very powerful and very important to think about, where the Commander of the Faithful tells us that how many times has it been seen that a respectable person is humiliated within society because of his actions. And many times you see the opposite also true, that somebody who is not of a good stature, but he has good morals, he is actually elevated and raised and respected within a society. So again, we see that even with the blink of an eye, somebody's actions have a massive impact on how people reflect upon him in society. And we can even see this in our day-to-day media when we look at people who are of a high caliber, who are at the top, at the pinnacle of their career within whatever area of life that they're in, and they perform one negative action and that makes the headlines of the newspapers around the world. They do one deed which is not approved in the sight of society, and that person's career many times is completely just ruined and annihilated. So we have to be very careful of how we carry ourselves. We have to ensure that we have the best of morals, the best of manners, the best of etiquette, and that we need to do everything that we can to preserve our character within society. And we should not be people who do actions such that people have the opportunity to now point the finger at us and condemn us and our actions. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Ali, Ya Ali, Ya Ali, Ya Ali,
Ya Ali, Ya Ali, Ya Ali, Ya Ali, Ya Ali, Ya Ali, Ya Ali, Ya Ali, Ya Ali, Ya Ali, Ya Ali, Ya Ali, Ya Ali, Ya Ali, 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 Ali,